Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
The Shenzhou 15-man spaceship blasted off from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwestern China last night. The three astronauts aboard have joined three other colleagues in orbit after Shenzhou 15 docked with the country's space station. Sun Wenjing has more.
About 10 minutes after the launch, Shenzhou 15 separated from the rocket and entered its designated orbit. It was the 27th flight mission since the country's manned space program began and the fourth crewed mission for China's space station project.The success of the launch marked the completion of all 12 missions planned in the technology verification and construction phases of the space station. At 5:42 a.m. today, the Shenzhou 15 completed an automated rendezvous and docked with the front port of the space station's Tianhe module. The process took approximately 6.5 hours. At 7:33 a.m., Chen Dong, commander of the Shenzhou 14 crew, opened the hatch. He and his team greeted the new arrivals, Fei Junlong, Deng Qingming, and Zhang Lu, with warm hugs. Then they took a group picture, shouting in unison, "China space station is always worth looking forward to." The get-together marked the first in-orbit crew rotation.The China Manned Space Agency said the six astronauts are expected to live and work together for about 5 days to complete handover work. The Shenzhou 15 crew will then return to Earth after a six-month stay on the space station.
The overnight low dropped to 4 degrees in Shanghai early this morning. Weather forecasters say temperatures will be at their lowest during this cold snap tomorrow. Sun Wenjing brings us more.
Shanghai witnessed its first snow of the year early this morning.
It snowed just now. This is the first snow I have seen in 2022.
Temperatures dropped just below 3 degrees in suburban areas, including Songjiang, Jingshan, Qingpu, and Fengxian. Weather forecasters say tomorrow will be even colder, with lows close to 0 degrees in the suburbs. Rain and sleet are also expected in the downtown area.
Solid precipitation includes many different types, but it's all considered to be snowy weather. So this was the city's first snow of the year. Judging from the temperature, it's very possible that Shanghai entered winter today.
Local law enforcement has enhanced patrols along the streets and strengthened inspections of potential security risks brought by the shop's signboards.
Some signboards are hung very high. The rain and cold weather could loosen the fasteners. We will immediately tell shop owners as soon as we find safety risks.
District management in Jing'an has been closely monitoring key road sections, bridges, and construction sites through a digital system.Emergency responders will be dispatched to a site if emergencies occur.
Emergency responders will report whether the problems have been solved through this system after they finish handling an emergency.
Other information, including the number of staff on duty, emergency vehicles and supplies, are also displayed in real time, helping to coordinate personnel and resources.
The Kremlin reaffirmed Tuesday that negotiations with Ukraine could only be possible if the country meets Moscow's demands. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said it was impossible to hold any talks now because the Ukrainian side strongly rejects them. NATO allies pledged to continue to provide support to Ukraine yesterday by helping them to rebuild their gas and power infrastructure. The United States announced $53 million to support the purchase of power grid equipment to Ukraine. The first shipment of 20,000 tons of Russian-produced fertilizer left the Netherlands for Malawi on Tuesday. A spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the donated Russian fertilizer will serve to alleviate humanitarian needs and prevent catastrophic crop losses.